It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's in South Philly. If you want to find us, just look for the big Ring the Bell book on the table.
Can't miss it. You guys signed some copies?
Yeah, we
last
did.
Last break?
We did. They came down from Scranton to get a book.
Books flying off the shelves.
Oh, yeah. Or off the table.
The book of the summer.
Yeah. Finally,
and they're more available.
Finally got my copy.
More available for purchase here.
Yeah, for purchase.
Yeah.
Even if you're even if you host a show with them, but if you happen to play in the major leagues 20 years ago,
like
Ben Davis, then you don't have to pay for a book.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you're Scott Fransky.
Or you're Scott Fransky. I'm okay with the Fransky.
LA didn't pay for his either.
No, I gotta get it to LA. Yeah. I haven't seen
but he
LA.
Ain't paying for it.
No shot. Yep. He was. I interviewed LA for it, so that's part of it.
I need to know who else didn't pay for the book.
Exactly.
If you. By the way, we'll get to the Mount Rushmore thing in a second. If you're listening to this and you did not pay, you have a Ring the Bell book and you have not paid for the book, I want to hear from you because I want to start building a list.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was a mantra of no free books.
What about Lakin?
He said he's going to buy one, but I'm not giving one to
him. Okay, all right, fair enough. And he hasn't bought one?
No. The camera bought one.
Okay. I paid for mine, right?
You paid for yours. Yeah. Seltzer paid for his.
Okay.
Of course we all did.
Yeah.
Because there was a motto. But maybe Morgenstein paid for his.
Nobody at the station got theirs for free.
More, you made Morgenstein pay?
I know. I felt bad about
that. Oh, man.
Hey, that's cold-blooded.
He's still working.
No, yeah, I know. And he makes about $6 an hour.
Yeah, guy's grinding away.
His whole shift is basically to pay for Ring the Bell.
Yeah, I'm going to give him $30.
$32.99.
Now I feel bad.
Well, a guy tried to offer me $30 in cash yesterday. I said, mm-mm.
$32.99.
So you phony up that $3.
Yeah. All right. So Mount Rushmore week is next week.
I'm just kidding.
Mount Rushmore is every hour of every day.
Are we doing High Hopes or are we doing Mount Rushmore?
No, I said Mount Rushmore quick before High Hopes. Because I wanted to do – do you want Elliot to be here for High Hopes?
No, I can say that's a good call. Okay. That's a good call.
So you can submit your Mount Rushmores, 94WIP.com/Rushmore. Here are the questions, and I want everybody to answer the question. Just a prediction. Now, remember, the Mount Rushmore list will be 50% listener, 50% staff. First question. Start with Ike, then go to Elliot, then go to Jack. Will Bryce Harper be on the Phillies Mount Rushmore?
Whew. That's a tough one.
He was last year.
Yeah. Yeah, he will for me. On mine.
No, I'm talking final list.
Oh, you're talking about final list.
Prediction, final list.
Oh, man, that's still a tough one, man. You know what? I'm going to say yeah.
Okay, Elliot, your prediction?
I don't think so. I don't think he should be on. I mean, he was on
last
year.
That's not what I'm asking.
No, I know. I do not think he will be on.
He wanted to make sure he got that out there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't see the argument.
Okay.
So the argument would be...
Oh, no, here we go.
Well, the argument would be that he's the face of the third best run in franchise history.
Yes.
Right, so you take away the three faces of the best run in franchise history and then Mike Schmidt, who everyone has to have on theirs?
Well, in Ring the Bell book, if you get we've been in Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh, you did?
Yeah.
So I went Schmidt, Carlton, Howard, Harper. I don't.
You didn't have Utley or Rollins on?
No, because I thought. So I think.
They actually won the title.
I think Utley's the best overall player.
He said Howard.
Yeah, but
you didn't have the other two, I'm saying.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no. But I think Howard was like the. Again, they call him the big piece.
The big piece.
So I think that he kind of brought it all together. I do not think Harper will be on it.
Okay.
But he would be on mine.
Okay, next question.
You think Harper won't be on the fan voting?
Well, it's fan and staff.
Again, I have no idea.
Where did he finish on the top 10? I can't remember. Like the recent top 10.
Four.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, he was well. High.
Okay,
he
all
was
right.
High.
Maybe not.
Okay, next question. Will Joel Embiid be on the Sixers Mount Rushmore? He was last year.
Ooh, that's another one.
Because it's worse this year.
Yeah, a little
bit.
Yeah. He was so popular a year ago, too.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And remember, it's last 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, last 50 years?
Yes.
Oh, we can.
Well, no.
Y'all kick Wilt off the top.
It's about time, dude. It gets difficult.
Because
if Wilt is off the yes.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're
making it, yes.
Okay. Well, Moses is in.
I mean, even.
That's what I'm saying. I kept Moses in.
What would a Sixers Mount Rushmore look like without Joel if you included the whole franchise?
Oh, Wilt, Moses, Dr. J, and A.
Iverson, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Barkley.
Elliott.
I know, but even Barkley doesn't surpass
Joel,
those four.
Well, Barkley's a son. But I think he's clearly a son. Not to do this whole Reggie White thing yet, but he is obviously a son.
You can't just do this thing.
I'm not, but it's true. Like we can't.
I know, but we're just trying to.
Is he a son?
Yeah.
What was he, a son Blake for just three seasons?
Yeah, he wasn't there for 4 years.
He's both. I think he's
both. One is MVP in Phoenix.
I think the fact we say both means he's really a son. We're just trying.
No, I truly believe he's both.
Okay.
I truly
you don't think
Bart,
the man actually professes to be a Sixer. I think
Charles would even say
he's
both.
A Sixer.
That's fine. Yeah. I just think what the general public views him as.
But okay.
Regardless, right. I think Joel will be on it. I mean, he so clearly should be that I think even the hit of last year, he's on it.
Yes, I think he's on it.
Okay, final question. Will Jalen Hurts be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore?
It's another good one. You already killed off Chuck Bednarik and all those guys.
Yeah.
Spike personally.
Yeah.
So if I'm going Dalk, Reggie, 5, Kelsey.
Here goes Ike's Mount Rushmore.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm trying to see who do I take off. I can't have.
It's going to be a big mountain. It's going to have 8 heads on it.
This guy's got Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. I think he makes it. Ultimately, because I think ultimately he's on the Mount Rushmore.
So you think he makes it?
I think he's here. He's going to be here long enough that's all he really need is time.
Yeah.
Like the resume is already there.
Yeah. My point always is I'm not putting anybody off there who I think can play their way off of there.
Right.
And that's why I wouldn't consider Jalen.
You know, you think Jalen could play his way off of there?
Well, here's my – I'm not saying this will happen.
Right.
But there is a world in which – the next 2 or 3 years don't go the way, and he's not happy, and he asked for a trade, and like,
or he would have to be the reason why things aren't going well.
Yes, or
meaning his play,
or he's so unhappy. Yes, like it could sour, and I'm not saying it will. What I'm saying is that if I'm etching the guy's name in stone, I don't want to have to take his name off because of what he did. So even Embiid, even if his career is over, you can make his argument. Which it might be.
Yeah, because some people would say his career is over.
Yeah, like his career can't get any worse.
Right.
Right? Like, it can't. So,
it is what it is. Yeah.
So, I mean, to your point, it could get to a point with Jalen, and it won't, where it's, like, ugly. And then you don't, like.
Yes, that's my point.
Like, Carson in 2017, I would have never thought it ended the way it did.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think he will be on it?
I think he will be on it.
And Jack?
I don't think he will be. And plus, if you've heard about his training camp so far. There is some cause for concern.
Yeah, his shine is, you know, down a little.
I think people are starting to forget about the Super Bowl.
He would have to play here the next 5 years and not make the playoffs the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And it still would be a hard argument to keep him off.
Yeah, my point is the ugliness. If it ended ugly,
to have a quarterback, and he's number one now. So I agree it could change.
Well, McNabb is still the all-time best quarterback right now.
Try to tell him.
But he's losing his grip on it.
I've been with you on that for years.
He's losing his grip on it. Even I got to admit that.
Winning the Super Bowl.
Well, wait a minute. Why is – okay. I agree with you, but
– only longevity.
Okay, because I would say
– and he did it with lesser talent.
You know what? I'm just going to pocket this and do it with another – doing
okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to put this away for another time.
McNabb's already off.
No. My point is when I'm talking about top quarterbacks in the league – and I have guys that haven't won over a certain guy. It's the fact that he won he's so high. Like, I guess my point is, my point is, if Donovan can be on the Mount Rushmore instead of Jalen, then why can't any number of quarterbacks who haven't won the Super Bowl be over Jalen in the top 10 list?
Yeah, I think the difference is we're talking an entire career, but I get I get your point.
I get your point.
Okay. Do you agree with him being an 86 in Madden?
So I actually do think
ninth ranked quarterback, I believe.
Yeah, well, I thought what was really interesting about Dallas is they had the clear top four and then a big gap.
Yes.
Like, I think the worst of the top four was 95, and then 6 was like 86 or something.
Yeah.
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 That's fine. That's not surprising.
I guess there wasn't a thing for winning on the Madden ranking.
They didn't include winning.
Yeah.
I actually have a stat to prove the winning thing, but I'll save it for another day.
No, you don't.
I do, and it's
is it that's just that he wins?
I heard you say there's no stat to prove winning, and I'm not talking win or losses, but if you look at fourth quarter comebacks and game-winning drives, he has a way higher percentage than Joe Burrow does. So, like, Joe Burrow does not have the fourth quarter moments that Jalen has.
But you know who had those? Like, John Elway had those long before he ever won a Super Bowl. So, like,
yeah, and he was a great player. He was a top five quarterback. Well, actually, you would probably know more about that.
No, he was.
At his time of playing.
Okay, he was.
Yeah. All right, yes. There you go.
He was.
All right. Let's talk about a little baseball with the author of Ring the Bell book.
Yeah.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
Oh, listen.
Oh.
Iron Pigs are playing right now.
Nola.
Knowles is on the mound.
He's got it streaming.
Yeah, I'm streaming. Yeah. I'm a little busy over here. So David Robertson and Joe Ross also scheduled to throw in this one. So it's a big day.
Well, we're gonna lose 6-5 in that game. I know it. I can feel it.
It's a big day for the Pigs.
Yeah.
Big day for the Pigs. So how's this quote make you feel? As Harrison Bader is here, but he's not playing tonight.
Okay.
Because God forbid your big trade deadline acquisition could play, especially when he has a 1,000 OPS in the last 28 games. Seems like he's hot. He's been better against right-handed pitching and left-handed pitching. But regardless, Rob Thompson said that for the next six games, he's going to platoon Harrison Bader and Brandon Marsh in center field, with Max Kepler and Otto Kemp taking down time in left field. So
just look at that outfield.
Just putting him right into a platoon. Just way to get the... Why do you get the fan base excited about the guy that you traded for? Put him right into a platoon.
Yeah.
If we're not bringing up Crawford, then Harrison Bader should be the full-time center fielder, and Max Kepler and Brandon Marsh can split left field until they DFA Max Kepler. That's what it should be.
Yes.
Harrison Bader is better than anyone else on the team at playing, especially with Rojas DFA'd.
Sent down, not
the sent down. Well, they designate him for assignment. It's still the same thing,
options,
isn't it?
Though.
Okay, right. But isn't he still? I'm just asking the question. Isn't he still? Isn't the difference that you DFA a guy who doesn't have options? He is released.
He's put on waivers though. So if he just they can straight just option Rojas without putting him on waivers.
Okay, all right, got it. All right, so my point is that no, you're right.
I was nervous there for a second.
No. I was asking the question.
I was nervous.
Harrison Bader is better at playing center field than anyone currently on the Phillies.
Yes.
That is the truth. Harrison Bader is at least as good, if not better, a hitter than the options in center field and left field. He should be playing every day in center field. He is their best outfielder as far as a fielder goes. He is a natural center fielder, even though he's played left.
Mm-hmm.
Marsh has proven over and over and over and over and over again that he is a platoon player. And, by the way, Harrison Bader has had playoff moments with none of those other guys we're talking about have. And Max Kepler is a loser. Now, what are we doing?
Well, if you want to hear what Rob Thompson had to say, here's what Rob Thompson said about Max Kepler earlier today, and it is my biggest fear.
There's a lot of frustration in the fan base with Kepler. Like, why are you guys continuing to give him opportunities at this point?
He's swinging that good now. You know, like I said, there's not much to show for it, but he's barreling a lot of balls up. He's playing really good defense. So,
I told everyone that he was going to start fake getting hot a week before the deadline, and it was going to be Tyler Phillips all over again, where they convinced themselves that he is starting to turn a corner, and it's going to hold them out from going out and getting it back.
Can I tell you something? Dave Dombrowski better hope they win the World Series this year.
Yeah.
He said enough things. Like, he said enough dumb things. I've just, like... He better hope they win the World Series. That's my point. He's swinging the bat good.
I believe he's hitting 150 this month. Now, yes. So the Kepler thing continues to be frustrating. Now, Rob Thompson did give up the number 59. And according to Johan Duran.
It's actually, there's no H. Johan.
Yep, never a doubt.
Johan Duran.
Yeah, cut this for you.
Dorn.
Johan Duran.
Duran. There is a Ron in there.
Yeah.
Duran.
Duran's wife was almost brought to tears because Rob Thompson gave up the number. So it seems like the number 59 means something.
We don't even see his number. He wears that.
He wears a pullover.
He wears the pullover all the time.
Doesn't matter.
Should he have given it up?
Oh my God! You just never stop.
I get the manager numbers don't matter, but
you're
the manager of the team. This guy just got here.
You never
unless
stop.
You're Charlie Manuel, who already won a World Series.
He never stops.
I mean, Rob Thompson.
He doesn't even
been
play.
To a World Series.
He's not even a player.
No. Again, manager numbers are
even
a joke. Yeah. I agree, but if you're gonna have them, I don't know if I love the leader and the manager of the team giving up his number. Right
just to show how soft he is.
He's compromising. Yeah. Leaders eat last.
All right.
And by the way, you know Spike talked about how Dave Dombrowski, you better hope this team wins.
Here it comes.
Sure, what have you. No.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think everybody's safe. I don't think Rob Thompson's getting fired, and I don't think Dombrowski's getting fired.
I agree with you on Dombrowski. Yeah, I agree with you on Dombrowski.
Well, yep. They all like Topper.
Yeah. Well, apparently yeah. he's a pushover.
Yeah, they all like him. Like, yeah, so.
I think if they were to fall flat in the opening round of the playoffs again.
And it's based on talent now. They didn't give me much to work with to get it done. So is he coming up short from a manager standpoint, or are the players coming up short?
I feel like they might have to do something.
I think a head would have to roll.
Exactly.
We said the same thing last year, but it's different another year in a row.
Like, Sirianni wouldn't have survived another year, like 2023 and 2024.
Nah, but that's...
Well, but Topper hasn't had that.
I mean, the Mets playoff loss, they were a bad team the whole second half of the year and then lost in the first round.
Well, no, I think the biggest thing with Nick that year was some discourse with him and his players.
Yes, agreed
with
that.
You know what I mean? Like, Topper hasn't had any of that.
Yeah.
So, and for the most part, all the players love Topper, right?
One player.
Yeah, Casty.
Well, I meant on the Eagles, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, if you're keeping track at home, Casty still has never been removed for defensive purposes since...
Not since Florida. Since the Marlins Miami series. Game, yep.
I don't know if it'll ever happen. So, Dave Dombrowski...
I'm pretty sure it won't happen again.
No. Seems like might have been the wrong guy to pull that on.
Well, the new guy came and stole his number, so it's clear they can do whatever they want to Topper.
Yep. So Dombrowski also talked about Max Kepler, as he said this.
Where do you think Max Kepler fits into the roster equation at this point?
Well, he's playing in left field for us at this time. He's actually been swinging the bat a little bit better, particularly versus right-hand pitching. Mm-hmm. But he's part of our roster at this time.
That sounds like they're going to drop him.
Yeah.
There's two at this time.
Yeah.
So we'll get to a theory on that after. Also, he did talk about Justin Crawford, because I know there's an idea of is he the other big bad addition. Here's what Dombrowski said last night.
Do you have plans to promote him at some point this year?
Well, no decisions have been made. We think he's ready to play at the big league level. We could bring him up. If we do bring him up, he needs to play a lot. I'm not sure that we're in a position to do that at this point today, but he's not somebody that we would hesitate to bring up if we decided that was the right thing to do. It's not like he needs he like Painter, like a lot of those youngsters, they can use more development time. It will never hurt them. When they're going to get here, they're going to have to make some adjustments. But he's also in a position where we think he's ready to do that when called upon.
So. What this screams to me is they're going to give Kepler until the 15th of August. And why August 15th is because they can gain another year of service time. And
Is that true or not?
So, he's eligible for rookie of the year stuff next year if they just wait until August 15th. So he's eligible for all of the.
So he'll still be considered a rookie
still
next year.
Maintain rookie status.
Okay.
If he's called up after August 15th.
But not a service time thing as far as a contract goes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
So I think they're going to give Kepler two more weeks. If they truly believe that he's hitting the ball hard, and maybe that translates to something. But if it continues to go the way that it's gone how it's been this entire season, maybe that's when you see the DFA. Crawford comes up. And he can have a Marsh, Bader, center field, and Crawford in left.
My only thought on Crawford was, are they worried? We were talking a lot yesterday about his hitting not translating to the major leagues. And if he gets up here and it doesn't translate, all of a sudden he's not viable in any trade. Like, I wonder if they are able to keep his value higher in the minors this year if they don't absolutely need him. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, again... I thought we were worried about Abel losing his value, and they're still able to shop him after he got shelled for four straight games.
Right.
Who knows?
For sure. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, big series this weekend, by the way.
That's the Wheeler versus Scooble tomorrow.
Yep. And they're going to get the game in tonight. Not going to be rain. Yesterday it looked like it might be raining tonight, but they'll get it in tonight. The big Wall of Fame ceremony. Tonight,
J-Roll and
Ed Wade and J-Roll.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Ed Wade.
Ed Wade's one.
Who could forget?
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get Ed Wade on the Wall of Fame. it's unbelievable.
Why, man? What's wrong?
Well, it's just so we pretend that he drafted the players, which he didn't. The scouting director drafts the players.
Right.
So it's not like he drafted Ryan.
Was it a GM?
What are you talking about? The scouting people
draft. But they draft the players.
But he's their boss.
But he's not drafting the players.
I get that, but he's still their boss.
Like, the biggest thing that we give Ed Wade credit for is that he didn't trade Rollins, yes. Utley, Howard, and Hamels.
And that's what we'll be giving Dombrowski credit for in 4 years when he held on to Painter, Miller, yeah. and
when,
Crawford.
When Painter's winning Cy Young.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As winning Cy Young's winning 9 games on our 78-win team.
It'll be exciting, though.
There'll be something to build with.
Yeah, Steven Kwan's a Dodger.
Maybe they'll get Kwan this offseason.
I would love that. After our crushing disappointment in the playoffs this year.
Yep.
All right.
Go out to the Padres.
Coming up next, we will see if Ike Reese, the first person who's ever held on to the belt. You've held on to the belt, including vacation, for 3 weeks
three
now.
3 weeks, man.
Too long, some are saying.
Yeah. That's what some are saying. Has anyone come and taken it from him? That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. After a day, do you feel better or worse about the Phillies trade deadline? We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. You can book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com.